And every morning when you wake up, you automatically open two gifts. You open your eyes, and that's a beautiful gift. Because when you open your eyes, you're alive. And as long as you're alive, you're in the game. And there's things that you can do that will really help not only yourself, but other people. And if you really want to help yourself, do it through the service of others. Find people out there that have some of the same issues that you have. Go help them. And that's going to help show you the way that you can solve the issues that you have on your own. That's the way the world was designed. That's the way the universe was designed in my book.
Finally, a psychotherapist that focuses on helping people strive for self-awareness and thrive for self-satisfaction with their place in the world. It's a show for real people with real lives with all the drama, trauma, and chaos that life can throw at you. Here she is, Dr. Bev.
I love that Eric Clapton song that says, "If I could change the world." Yeah, what if we could change the world? I've met someone who's crazy enough to believe that he can change the world. And guess what? This is Emotions Are Us, and Dr. Bev believes he can, and he's doing it, and he's going to continue to do it. My guest today is Eddie Rodriguez. He is on a quest to collect 10 million smiles. From donning a rabbit suit to walking from Florida to New York in 277 days. Holla. Edward will go through any lengths to reach his smile quota. Edward has learned life is filled with challenges and they will always continue. But when passion is ignited, all obstacles can be conquered. Edward, welcome to Emotions Are Us. Let me smile for you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bev. It's an honor to be here. And thank you for everybody that's listening in today.
Oh, this is wonderful. You crazy dude. Man, I looked at some of your videos, which I will have up on the show page for our listening audience. Man, you are in a rabbit suit. You are a grown, you know what, man walking around in a rabbit suit, smiling and laughing and waving at people. What, sweetie? You all right? You drinking? You on some drugs? What? I mean, this is Dr. Bev. You can talk to me.
I'm telling you, you know, I have so much fun in that rabbit suit. People just absolutely love it when I go out on the streets and I start playing, I start laughing, we start smiling. And the funny thing is that, you know, you see a guy come up in a rabbit suit, immediately what happens with the people is all their barriers just go down. And I get to talk to the real people. And that's what I love about the rabbit suit. I mean, it is just off the hook. It is phenomenal. And the laughter that I get each and every time that I wear that, it just helps to heal me.
I love the red, white, and blue cap that you have on the rabbit suit. Now, that is wonderful.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm an American rabbit. And I wear my colors proudly.
Holla, this is Emotions Are Us at America Out Loud. This is how we roll. So just tell me,
absolutely.
Okay? Okay, I want to change the world. I believe that laughter is one of the ways to do it. Whenever I meet someone, no matter where I am, I smile. I say hello. From the cashier to, you know, the homeless person sitting on the street. Hello. I smile. You know.
Absolutely.
Because for me, I feel that you never know what this person is going through. You never know what's going through their head. They may be thinking in their head that, you know what, I don't even want to be on this earth anymore. You know, just what? And that one smile, my smile. And they look at me and I say hello. And it, you know, that could, who knows? I don't know. But that's my belief.
You know, we can change this. We can change the world one smile at a time. We definitely can do it. You know, in that rabbit suit, when I walk around and people are smiling and they're laughing and they're playing, that's the thing that I love. You know, I have Smile and Wave America, and I want to share my smile with 10 million people in my lifetime. It's a promise that I made myself in 2007. So going out and smiling and waving is just absolutely phenomenal to me. And I know that people have come up to me 3, 4, 5 years later after meeting me in my rabbit suit or meeting me, you know, and us just interchanging, you know, smiles and laughter. And they've said, Eddie, you have been able to change my life. I looked at that moment that we shared together and it really made shifts in me. So I know how much and how powerful the smile can be. And I love that you know it too.
What? How did you decide to collect 10 million? I mean, why 10 million? Why not just 5,000 and, you know, make your walk shorter? What?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that my decision to collect 10 million smiles came through what people would call tragedy. I had 3 major events that happened in my life in 2006. Now, one of the events was I brought in somebody to manage my business so I could step away and become a motivational speaker. And since then, I've actually learned I want to be an inspirational speaker, not a motivational speaker. However, they kind of took my business for, you know, some cash, and they almost destroyed my business. So I had to jump back in and start rebuilding the business. Now, as I was rebuilding the business, it took me about 5 months to get the business back on track. And just as I was getting it back on track, I got a phone call from Korea, and it was my son-in-law. And he informed me that him and my daughter got into a moped accident. Now, he was in the army over there in Korea, and she was there with him. And they got into the moped accident, and she was in the hospital. And she spent 45 days in the hospital in critical condition, and then she passed away. 4 months after that, I had a cerebral hemorrhage. So I had 3 veins that went squirt in the back of my brain. You know, they burst in the back of my brain, filled my brain with blood. And they told my wife, they said, call the family, he's dead tonight. Well, I get the test results back next week to see if I survived it. Keep your fingers crossed, please.
But, miracles do happen, and doctors don't know everything.
Happen.
You know, doctors
don't
know
everything.
And timing is everything. And I think there's something spiritual about this universe that those of us that have something to do, some kind of path, some large thing that probably seems like a small thing to accomplish on this earth, you aren't going anywhere. I don't care if a vein busts in your brain. You're still going to be here. You have some more to do.
Absolutely. I do. I have more to do. And a year after all this happened, that was a 9-month period that all this happened in. And a year after that happened, my wife and I were in the hospital, VA hospital, me getting a brain scan. And you know the little lights they put in your ear? When they put that little light in there, it shined, you know, shined on the wall. So they wanted to see if I still had a brain up there. They decided to do a brain scan. That's a bad joke. But, you know, at that time, she asked me, she said, what do you want for your birthday? And the only thing that I could think of was that I wanted people to get along for one day, just one day. So I decided to create it as much as I could. And that's when I made the decision that I wanted to collect 10 million smiles in my lifetime. So for me, it was a beautiful thing.
out of tragedy does come comfort and laughter.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It would be such a wonderful thing if just for one day one day, one 24-hour period, that we could, all of us, all over this universe, could just stop and smile and greet one another, give each other a hug.
Absolutely.
What a change in the universe.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. We talk about it all the time in quantum physics, you know, the butterfly effect. This is that kind of wave.
I love the butterfly effect.
This is that kind of wave.
So it is. And the thing is that I know, and I knew at that time, that realistically we're not going to be able to get all of the people across the world to do this all at the same time.
I'm just going to jump in here. Let's not say that it can't happen and that it probably won't happen, because there is a probability that it may. It just may be. Because out of tragedy, just as in your two tragedies, in your both of your tragedies that you endured in this lifetime, there came peace out of that chaos.
Absolutely.
I would want to put it out there in that universe that yes, this can happen, world. We can all stand together and smile and wave and laugh with each other. Be, as you said earlier, just being one with another person, heart to heart. It's a huge, huge thing that changes their lives, and it's the butterfly effect. It changes everything else within them.
Oh, it absolutely does. And what I ask people to do is to go out and get as many people as you can in that one day, and make it every day. Get them to smile. Get them to be happy. I have a rule in my life that I can't go to sleep unless I help six people in my day to laugh. And of course, I'm an overachiever, so I'm going to get a dozen or so.
That is fabulous. People, let's do that. Let's take him on. Let's do that. Let's try for just one 24 hours that you smile at everyone you meet and you see, and you wave.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can stop and say, hey, you know, this is who I am. This is what I do. How can I help you?
But you know what? Edward, I've got it. May I call you Eddie?
Absolutely. Call me Eddie, please. Edward is my given name, but as soon as you meet me, you're my friend, and it's Eddie.
Okay, because that's what I mean, you're a New Yorker like I'm a New Yorker, and you feel like an Eddie. I'm just saying. Okay, so, see, I'm laughing already. We've got people laughing all over the world as they listen to this, just smiling. It's
woo-hoo!
Just radiating all over the universe right now at this moment here. And so you decided to collect 10 million smiles. And what are some of the things that you've done in order to do that? Now, first tell me about, I guess I want to back up. Because I have ADHD. That's all day having dreams. So I laugh a lot. I smile a lot at myself. Okay. So I get how you got to want to collect the 10,000, the 10 million smiles for a very great reason. Okay. And I get the rabbit suit. I mean, I get that. You get the rabbit costume. You know, that smile, that laughter brings me back from me to my childhood. It's like, you know, that's cool. But what was it like to walk from Florida to New York in 277 days?
That was an absolute gift. I mean, it was so amazing, that walk. You know, I knew that I wanted to walk. My original destination was Washington, D.C., because I wanted to do a video in Washington that said, smile and wave, America, we love you. And so I was determined to go ahead and do this walk. And here's the crazy part. I hope you're sitting down. I thought that happiness should come from our nation's capital. That's why I did it in Washington.
Well, guess what? If it did come from our nation's capital, we would be smiling a lot more in these days than we are now. But that's another show.
Yes, that's another show. So anyway, I decided that I was going to do this walk from you know, Deerfield Beach, Florida, to Washington, D.C., and I was going to smile and wave at all the cars as they went by. And, you know, I wanted to go out and prove that people are inherently good. The thing is that when I said people are inherently good, I fell short, because people are actually phenomenal, astronomical, amazing, just incredible. It is so beautiful. I started that trip with $200 in my pocket, and I ended with $200 in my pocket. I had no plan. I didn't know where I was going to eat. I didn't know where I was going to sleep, and I didn't know how far I was going to walk each day. And I allowed the universe to just unfold everything in front of me as I was walking each day. And I ended up getting to my destination of Washington, D.C., and then going beyond to New York. Now, the funny thing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say WTF, okay? Seriously. That is like not only determination, it just says so much about the human spirit and what can be done if we are passionate.
You know, the funny thing is that when you bring out the passion that you have inside of you, and that passion is there to help other people, the universe is going to open up its doors wide open and bring you gifts beyond what you could ever perceive. I had no idea what was going to happen on that walk, and I had no idea where I was going to eat or where I was going to sleep. And I have to tell you that every single day was a beautiful adventure. A beautiful journey and an eye-opening adventure to showing me exactly what I needed to do in order for me to maximize everything that I was doing out there. Anytime that I needed something, it showed up within 5 minutes. I mean, it's like, boom. Well, there was one time I think it took 5 minutes and like 30 seconds. But other than that, it was 5 minutes.
We're gonna stop and save a pause for the cause right now, and Eddie will be right back.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
You're saying that, okay, each day the universe provided, I mean, $200 for some folks is you know, dinner for two and a bottle of good wine, to just get on the road from Florida and surpass Washington, D.C. and go to New York. Tell me, what were some of the extraordinary moments? I know each one of them you will never forget, but what are some of the extraordinary moments of compassion that you had with others?
You know, there was a time here in West Palm Beach, and I was walking along US 1, and I was in a section of town that was a little bit rough. And, you know, I was pushing a baby stroller. I had a couple of bags in the baby stroller, and I had a couple of boxes of crackers. And this gentleman passed me up, and you can see the video of him on YouTube. But he passed me up, and he stopped in front of me, and he said, "Sir, can I buy a box of crackers for $1? And I looked at him, and he was, you know, he was kind of a rough and tumble guy. And I looked at him, and I said, "No, you can't." I said, "But I'll give you a box of crackers." And his eyes opened wide. He was like, he couldn't believe what I was saying, that I was going to give him a box of crackers. He called his girlfriend over to me, and he introduced us. And then he said, "Where are you going? You're pushing a baby stroller with a couple of bags in it. Where are you going?" And I told him where I was going. I said, "I'm walking to Washington, D.C. So he said, "Can I walk with you for a little while?" I said, "Absolutely." So as he was walking with me, he shared his story about something that had happened to him and why he was out on the streets. He had seen a gentleman, and the guy shot at him, and he showed me where the bullet grazed his head. And the gentleman said, "If I see you again, I'm going to kill you." So he went out and he got a gun. And it's never good for two people out on the streets with a gun. They met up, and he ended up killing the other man. He went to the police station. He put the gun on the counter and told them what happened. They arrested him, and they put him in jail for 8 years. So now he's been convicted of murder and spent time in jail. So now he's out on the streets. And he shared this story. It was amazing. As he was sharing the story, you could see the compassion in him, you know, the love that he had in his heart, even though he went through these tragic things. And I was getting ready to go into a fire station because I stopped at the fire stations and I said thank you to all the firemen. And so he grabbed my arm. He grabbed it just to stop me, not, you know, gently, not forcefully. He grabbed my arm and he looked at me and he said, "I've got to tell you something." He said, "I know this is only a box of crackers, but this is the first time that anybody has ever listened to me with, you know, without judgment. And that this is the first time that anybody's ever given anything to me and not expected something back." He told me that on the streets, it's tit for tat. When somebody does something, you retaliate. He says, "I don't want to do that. All I want to do is be happy. All I want to do is smile. All I want to do is live my life." And he said, "I'm not going to allow the streets to change who I am inside." That to me was an amazing, amazing, amazing story. I mean, this man, oh.
How incredible. It speaks to me on so many levels about the human spirit and what we endure. And there is, you know, of course, that code in the street, which is one of the things that I like to be laughed away, that there is no code. There's no, you know, eye for an eye, that there is a smile for a smile, and that there's always a win-win. And I also, that what he said to you was, that really struck me as a psychotherapist, was that you listened to him without judgment. You heard his story.
He was an amazing man.
And then he walked with you and waved and smiled. With that must have been a hoot. I mean, that's a million YouTube hits right there. And of course, the other thing is that, you know, that you stopped and for our first responders, you know, our firemen, that you stop as you went along your way to places like that and said hello and smiled and gave that cheer, which is such a wonderful thing because they don't always get smiles.
No, people want to be heard. They want to feel important. They want to be happy. Everybody wants the same thing. And if we can just go out and allow that, if we allow ourselves to listen to people, I mean, really hear them, and then honor who they are and let them know that they're important, we will change this world. We will share those smiles. We will share the laughter. Everything will grow if we just go out and look at ourselves and say, what can we do just for a moment to be able to help somebody else to smile, to feel important, and to be listened to understand what it's actually like to be listened to.
That's why I do.
It's a very, very important thing.
That's why I do what I do, because I do believe that being a servant, being a listener, to hear, and also with my expertise, assist someone on their journey and their path towards happiness. After all, as we say here on Emotions Are Us, we're here to save you time, pain, and emotional suffering.
There you go. And that's a beautiful thing. I love the work that you do. And I'm so honored to be on your show, because I know that the message that you put out there is, you know, it's the same message that I have. And it's beautiful when people like us get together to share it. And it's so powerful when we can have others join us.
And that's what this is all about. Each and every one of my listening audience, you hear this, smile, pass it on, share it on.
Absolutely.
A matter of fact, set your goal for 5 to 6 hellos a day and increase from there on. And I can tell you, your life will change. Your life will change. It will spin on a dime. You know, we will always have our ups and downs. I mean, we live here on earth. Howbeitsoever, as my Nana would say, life can spin on a dime. And I imagine for myself, when I am in my all day having dreams, ADHD state, I am smiling, I am happy, and whatever inconvenience that comes my way, somehow the universe seems to change it into something that I can use to help someone else have a better day and save them some time, pain, and suffering.
I agree with you 100%. And I've got to tell you, I myself have all of the letters in the alphabet. It's just, you know, ADHD, ABC, GF, you know, I have them all. And I got to tell you that, I'm sorry?
You just keep right ahead and have all the letters you want, because you know what? You're cool in my book.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, and for me, I know what it's like to have my happiness taken from me. When those events, when those three events happened in that 9-month period, my smile was taken, my happiness, my joy, my world was taken. So I can tell everybody that's listening right now, I can tell you that there's a way, no matter where you are in life, no matter what's happening in your life, there is a way that if you want to shift things, if you want to shift your perceptions, if you want to shift your happiness, if you want to shift that smile, if you want to be more, you know, happy and more joyful, and you want to laugh, you can do it. It's a matter of just creating the habits that will help you to formulate a plan to do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm just a guy. And I've absolutely been able to take the tragedies and turn them into positives.
And that's all that it takes, is the determination to do exactly that. To take what life has thrown at you and give it back in compassion and in love. And that is not only an honor to your loved one who passed away, but it's also a way of honoring yourself for life, that you woke up this morning and that you can smile. You do have that ability.
Absolutely. And every morning when you wake up, you automatically open two gifts. You open your eyes. And that's a beautiful gift. Because when you open your eyes, you're alive. And as long as you're alive, you're in the game. And there's things that you can do that will really help not only yourself, but other people. And if you really want to help yourself, do it through the service of others. Find people out there that have some of the same issues that you have. Go help them. And that's going to help show you the way that you can solve the issues that you have on your own. That's the way the world was designed. That's the way the universe was designed, in my book. I'm sorry.
I so agree with you. In service to others, we are really giving to ourselves.
Yes, we are.
As you were walking these 277 days, how did it work out? I mean, like, what people did you meet? Where did you sleep? I mean, give me a few. Let's share a few miracles with the world here.
Oh, there's a lot of miracles to be shared about that walk, I can tell you. Now, let me ask you something. I started with $200, ended with $200, 277 days on the road without a plan, not knowing where I was going to eat or sleep. How many days do you think I slept outside, and how many days do you think I went hungry?
Well, you could feed yourself for $1 a day, but you would have 77 days where you wouldn't eat. Let's see here. Where would you stay? I guess like the homeless in the shelter, or on a park bench or something. But I imagine that would not have been your experience because of your cause.
You're right. I want to share a little bit about what miracles can happen when you're out there and you're living your life on purpose. And your purpose is to help to serve others. I spent 0 days sleeping outside. I spent 0 days hungry. There was always a place to stay, always something to eat. The way that I did it was I went out and I asked hotels. I would call hotels while I'm walking down the road and traffic is whizzing by me. And I would tell them my story. I would tell them what I was doing. Now, the main thing about this is that when you're telling people what you're doing and why you want to change the world and how you want to help, you always tell the truth. You never embellish the story. You want to tell the truth. And I told them that I was going and I was walking, you know, in the beginning from Florida to Washington, D.C., and then it was from Florida to New York. And I would ask them if they could sponsor me with a room. And they opened their doors. And they said, yes, come in. Now, did I get no's? Absolutely, I got no's. But you always believe and you continue to ask. You continue your journey. But, you know, life is like a dance. If you trip, keep dancing. Don't stop. Keep going. And the doors will open up. Now, when you are asking them to sponsor you with a room, you kind of have to put up with the places they want to put you up, right? So I had to kind of like sleep in Hilton's and Marriott's. Like those hotels. I mean, you know, it was tough.
And life was rough out there. Really, what?
I'm telling you.
When you're on purpose, you sleep in what? You sleep with the best.
It's a miracle. You know, like having to eat. You know, I had to eat in places like Ruth's Chris, Joe's Crab Shack, chef-owned restaurants, you know, just private seafood houses and private steak houses. It's amazing. The things that you can accomplish when you're living your life with the purpose of helping others and you're going out there and doing something to make a difference.
Wow.
And that is truly what your purpose is.
And I would imagine for those owners who fed you and gave you a place to sleep, for them and their clientele, to see your smile and your wave brought more people to them. I know if I were to see you at a Ruth Chris, that would be someplace that I would definitely want to spend my money there, because they were willing to give to you. Of course, I would want to give back. That's a win-win.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal thing. You know, they really, really did open doors for me. And when if you get my book, you see in the back of my book that I have a list of a lot of the places. I don't have every place that I stayed, unfortunately. I lost some of the content that I had. But I have a list of most of the places that I stayed while I was along the walk, and a lot of the places that I ate, you know, and the people that helped me out. It's absolutely, you know, phenomenal the way that it happened. Because like I said, I had a cart that I had behind me, I drug behind me, and the cart would break down. And when the cart broke down, within 5 minutes, somebody would be there fixing it or getting me a new cart. It, you know, that's the way that things happen. So when you live your life on purpose and you have those dreams that you want to do, live them, actually live them and go do them, because it will open up your heart and hearts of others. And the smile and the laughter that comes with it is phenomenal. And the cerebral hemorrhage that I told you that I had, I healed myself from the cerebral hemorrhage with laughter, using laughter therapy. You know, it's funny because, you know, I had that hemorrhage and I'm sitting on a couch. I sat on a couch for 4 months with the worst headache I had in my life. And I kind of had my jaw open with a glazed look in my eye. And I've got to give it to my wife and my kids. When I was there, they would come up. And now this may sound cruel, but it's really not, because they were helping me to laugh. My kids would come up and they'd say, "Dad, we want to go someplace. Come on, let's get going." Now, it would take me about 5 minutes to get from my house to the driveway to get in the car. And so I would start to get up, you know, and that was like really slow. And then I would start walking and I couldn't pick my feet up. I had to shuffle them. And they'd go, "Come on, Dad, we want to get there today. Come on, old man, get going. Let's go." And I would start laughing. And as I was laughing, my head would start pounding harder. And it would hurt worse. And then I would start laughing at the fact that I'm laughing and my head is pounding harder. And the harder it pounded, the harder I laughed. And so I just continued this, and I watched everything that I could get my hands on to you know, see something funny, anything that I could listen to. I couldn't read, so I really couldn't read anything. But my kids would read stuff to me and, you know, anything that would make me laugh. And that actually helped me to heal. And it took 4 months to get off of that couch, you know, to get rid of the headache. And it took me 6 months to learn how to walk, 6 months to learn how to talk again. So I am in the top 1% of people that had this, survived, and actually have no ill effects from it, which is a phenomenal thing. Laughter is extremely healing, because when you laugh for more than 30 seconds, it releases endorphins in your body that help you to heal. When you're angry for more than 30 seconds, it releases the poisons that when your body dies, that break down your body, it releases those same poisons. So what's the choice? You want to laugh and heal, or do you want to be angry and die?
World, listen to
this. I like to laugh and heal.
This is such a fantastic message. Do you want to laugh and heal, or do you want to hate, hurt, and then just die? Really?
Yeah.
We all have choices.
I mean, and that's exactly what it is. It's all a choice. It's up to us. When we see those things coming down the road that we believe are tragedies, open the box, look inside, and you'll find that there's actually gifts.
We're going to take a minute break, and we will be right back with my guest.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. with 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome back with my guest, Eddie. He's given me the license to call him that. His name is Edward Rodriguez, and he is a guy who learned to see every problem as a gift wrapped in invaluable lessons and experiences to be shared. Eddie, as he's said that I may call him, because that's easy.
You remember, Eddie.
Eddie, the smile. Events to share happiness. Once you had an happiness in the park, tell me about that, where you set an unofficial record for what now?
Most people smiling and waving simultaneously. Oh, I loved happiness in the park. It was amazing.
Who knew there was a record for that?
Well, the record is actually most people waving. I added in the smiling. You know, because, hey, I'm a smiler. What can I say? But no, happiness in the park was a crazy idea that I had. And I wanted to honor my daughter that had passed away. And so I did this in her name. And what I did was I put together an event, and I brought in entertainment out. I had music out there. I had, you know, just booths and, you know, psychics and clowns and just belly dancers and all kinds of things out there. And it was a blast. And Channel 6 actually came out and they filmed it. You know, Channel 6 in Miami, they came out and they videoed it. And you can see that on YouTube as well. And I wanted to break the world record for most people smiling, waving simultaneously. So the day was like a really dark day outside. It, you know, the clouds were out there and they were just like looking really bad. It was a misty, you know, kind of like a little rain falling down, but it wasn't like storming rain. So we're inside. Luckily, they had moved us inside. And so we're inside and it's, you know, this day is just like terrible outside. So it comes time to do the breaking the world record, right? We open the doors and the clouds part ways and the sun comes out. And we all go down to the bottom of the steps, and we're at Gulfstream Park in, I forget the name of the town, but anyway, we're in Gulfstream Park in Florida. And we go to the bottom of the steps and there's 350 people gathered there. And we all smiled and waved for 3 minutes. And then when we were done, went up and had interviews with Channel 6. We had a couple of radio stations out there and things. And you know, we had a blast. And then the minute we stepped back inside, the clouds came back. Yeah, right? It's like...
That's real life.
This is what happens. That's real life. And this is what each and every one of you out there listening can create in your own life. When there's times that the clouds are there, you have the ability to part those clouds and make it clear skies. Do your thing, whatever it is. And let the clouds come back, because the clouds are not necessarily bad things. Because everything starts with the rain, doesn't it? Everything starts with a storm. And when you have storms in your life, they're actually a good thing, because what storms do is they replenish. They destroy the old and they bring in the new. When you have a mountain slide on a mountain and things get covered up, what ends up happening is a long forgotten seed that was planted in that mountain bursts through and there's new growth. And that's what life is for me. That's what life is. Every storm that you have in your life, make it into something good. If life throws bricks at you, take those bricks and build the foundation. Build a house. Build a walkway. Build your path.
That's just incredible that you could get that many people for 3 minutes. I mean, That's wonderful. For 3 minutes to smile and wave.
It's a long time.
3 minutes? It is a long time. Especially if, you know, when you look at it from, like you say, from the dark side, and you feel like you're in a hellish situation, 3 minutes can feel like a lifetime. When you are in that space that in your daughter's honor, not only did the weather conditions cooperate with you, people came together and they cooperated with you. And I'm sure that everyone that listened to the radio, the television stations that were there, when they saw it, they smiled and they waved at you.
We were collecting smiles. Yes.
Woo-hoo! There you go. So have you gotten to your 10,000 smiles yet? 10 million smiles?
10 million. You know, I've got to be honest with you here. I have no idea where I'm at in the process. I had a counter on my website, and I was up to like 36,000 on the website. But it's really not about the number. It's about the smile. And, who knows? I might get 10 million smiles just on this show alone because you have such a huge listening audience. And if every one of your listening audience would go out and share their smile with somebody, that would double it. And imagine if you did 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 smiles in a day, which is not really that many. Do it on purpose. Oh my gosh, that would blow my 10 million smiles out of the water, and I would have like 100 million smiles, 200 million smiles, and then I would just keep going from there.
Emotions are us. Listeners to America Out Loud, go to Twitter, go to Facebook, go to every social media that you can, that you will. Do it now. Tag on there.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Tag America Out Loud, smile, hashtag Dr. Bev. There you go.
There you go.
Hit us up on Twitter. We love Twitter. Done. We love Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter. America Out Loud. Smile. Hashtag Dr. Bev. Let's collect some smiles. And by you putting that on Twitter, that's your wave to us.
There you go. And hashtag 10 million. And smiles on Twitter as well.
There you go. Hashtag 10 million
that would
smiles.
Be phenomenal. Yep. The number 10. 10 million smiles. Hashtag 10 million smiles.
10 million.
That would be wonderful. And that would be smiling and waving at us.
Well, if there's a place where we can do it, America Out Loud, we can do it. We can do
we
it.
We can do it.
America Out Loud is a huge platform with a huge number of listeners. We love Twitter, and that's one of the ways we get to hear from you, is on Twitter. And you know what? I'm going to do one of my kindergarten things here. I double dog dare you to get on America Out Loud. Hashtag smiles. Hashtag 10 million smiles. Hashtag Dr. Bev. Hashtag Eddie Rodriguez. Hashtag just call me Eddie.
Oh, that was phenomenal. The Dolphins, I got to tell you, an incredible organization. And I was so proud and honored to be able to do this. The Miami Dolphins honored me with allowing me to do a thing called Smile and Wave America Day at the stadium during a football game.
You mean a live?
What we would do is
hold on a minute. You mean a live NFL football game?
A live NFL football game.
Holy moly.
Yes. Smile and Wave Day Smile and Wave America Day live at an NFL football game. Oh, you talk about an honor. Wow. And the Dolphins open themselves up. And I tell you how incredible of an organization that they are. What they did was they gave me tickets at half price. So I sold each ticket for my people at half price. And then from that, they gave $10 from each ticket to the charity of choice. Children Across America, Make-A-Wish Foundation. It was incredible. Incredible.
Yes. I think you already have more than 10 million smiles, but guess what? America Out Loud, we both are still double dog daring you. Go to Twitter, America Out Loud, hashtag smiles, hashtag 10 million smiles, hashtag Dr. Bev, hashtag Eddie Rodriguez, hashtag who's Eddie?
I love that. Who's Eddie? That's like, where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo? Look, if this can happen live during an NFL football game, there's nothing stopping you, dude. You've got it all. You've got it all.
No.
Just,
you know, it's happening. It is happening. And I tell you, I want to travel the world speaking the message. So if there's anybody out there that wants me to come out and speak to their people or to a group that they have, contact me. And I would love to go out there and share this message, because this message is going to go across the world. Right now on Twitter, because we double dog dared you, this message is going to go out there. And my passion in life is to go share this message with the world. That's why I had the 10 million smiles world tour.
Well,
so I really thank you here.
I thank you for giving me this opportunity that I can not only share with the world, but with my listening audience, with the world at large. But I'll put this out for any of my sponsors. Whether you're at the gold level, silver, let me put that one out there again.
that was a tough one sometimes.
I'm going to put this out to all of my sponsors. I don't care what level you are, gold level, silver level. You sponsor this show. You know you get commercials. You get your banner, you get listened to your commercials many, many times a day at whatever level you are. Dr. Bev will give 50% of your sponsorship to help Eddie towards his goal. What about that?
Whoa. Oh my gosh. Wow.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win.
Oh my gosh,
sponsorship.
That is phenomenal.
Sponsorship, here you go. 50% straight up with no chaser. It goes to Eddie and his journey, his path, and making it happen. If there's ever any time in America that we need smiles, that we need happiness, this guy's not trying to be a motivational speaker. He's not trying to make money off this. He wants to be an inspirational speaker. Let's make it happen. Edward, I want to thank you on your mission to help America smile again. And I know that nothing is going to stop you. I want all your days, Eddie, to be filled with joy. I know that your daughter is around you, her spirit, and she is just overjoyed with the joy and laughter that you've given. The power of a smile, as you says, opens doors to great opportunities. The power of laughter releases stress and heals the heart. Together, They transform lives. Thank you very much, Eddie.
That is so beautiful, Dr. Bev. I am so honored to be on this show. I'm so honored with everything that has happened. And I'm so honored with you and the sponsorship that you're talking about. And I will be sharing your show and every one of the sponsors everywhere that I go across this world. And this show will live in my memory forever. The people that are listening here, I know that you are amazing, beautiful people. And I'm so happy and honored that you're listening to me today to be able to speak here. Dr. Bev, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough for having me on the show. And I just want everybody out there to take this year and make yourself the promise that you're not going to do what everybody else does and say, this is what I'm going to do this year and stop. Instead of making those declarations, make decisions that are going to better your life and better the life of other people. And take that, make this your best year, and then follow it up with years that are even more incredible. I wish that this year is your best year, and the years that follow, every single one of them get better and better and better. I love you all. Please go out there, smile, wave, laugh, and play, because that's what we're here on this earth for, to share with other people and to bring everything that we possibly can that's in our hearts out to everybody else so that they can see it. We can set the example and they can share in it and create it for themselves. Thank you.